Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court's landmark 1973 abortion decision, looked to be on shaky ground today. The justices heard nearly 2 hours of arguments in a case from Mississippi that seeks to reverse, or at least dramatically cut back, on abortion rights defined in Roe nearly 50 years ago. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When I say liberate, you say abortion. Liberate.
Abortion.
While there were large, cacophonous crowds outside, inside the Supreme Court chamber, the tone was somber, respectful, and to some extent clear. The new conservative supermajority, with three Trump appointees, seemed prepared to either outright reverse Roe or dramatically limit it. At issue was Mississippi's law banning all abortions after 15 weeks. That's 2 months earlier than the Roe framework, which permits abortions in roughly the first 24 weeks of pregnancy when the fetus is not viable. It can't survive outside the womb. For decades, the court has consistently struck down laws like Mississippi's, reaffirming Roe's central framework. But today, there did not seem to be 5 votes for that. The question seemed to be, would dismembering the court's abortion jurisprudence be a one-step dance, outright reversal, or something short of that, more of a two- or three-step dance that will play out over several years? The court's three liberal justices seemed incredulous, pointing to the half-century of precedence and the court's 1992 decision in Planned Parenthood v. Casey reaffirming the viability framework. Here, for instance, is Justice Sotomayor.
15 justices over 50 years have reaffirmed that basic viability line. 4 have said no. Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
As for the court's conservatives, they seem to fall into 2 camps, with Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch apparently willing to reverse Roe and perhaps other decisions based on a right to privacy, and the court's other conservatives reluctant to go beyond abortion. Chief Justice Roberts was focused on abortion only and on the viability line, not reversal.
And why would 15 weeks be an inappropriate line? So viability, it seems to me, doesn't have anything to do with choice. But if it really is an issue about choice, why is 15 weeks not enough time?
Lawyer Julie Rickleman, representing the clinic that's challenging the Mississippi law, replied that if the court jettisons the viability line, there's no stopping point.
States will rush to ban abortion at virtually any point in pregnancy. Mississippi itself has a 6-week ban that it's defending with very similar arguments as it's using to defend the 15-week ban.
That prompted this from Justice Alito.
The fetus has an interest in having a life, and that doesn't change, does it, from the point before viability to the point after viability?
Justice Barrett, the mother of 7 children, 2 of them adopted, was perhaps harder to read than the court's other conservatives, but she seemed to draw a distinction between bearing a child and parenting. And she pointed to the state's argument that in the case of a failed contraception, a woman can always give her child up for adoption. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, representing the Biden administration, replied this way.
I think for many women, that is an incredibly difficult choice, but it's one that this court for 50 years has recognized must be left up to them based on their beliefs and their conscience.
And Justice Kavanaugh, while nodding to the notion of following precedent, said that when it comes to abortion, there are 2 interests, the woman's right to terminate a pregnancy and the interest in fetal life.
And the problem is that you can't accommodate both interests. You have to pick. Why should this court be the arbiter rather than Congress, the state legislatures, state Supreme Courts, the people being able to resolve this?
At the end of the day, it's dangerous to predict outcomes at the Supreme Court. But on this day, there did not appear to be 5 votes to uphold Roe v. Wade and other abortion precedents that have dominated the law for the last 5 decades. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.